A man who once worked for Lehman Brothers is offering his inside view of its collapse. Lawrence McDonald left before the company shut down last September, a disaster that immediately deepened the financial crisis. McDonald contends that he had little to do with the failure. In fact, he argues that his trading made money, and so did the trades of many Lehman employees.
I think the story of Lehman Brothers can be summed up in one sentence. It's 24,992 people striving hard, making money, and about eight guys losing it.
McDonald's perspective may dismay at least two groups of people. The first is those who think Wall Street's overall culture was corrupt. The second would be those eight guys who, in his opinion, lost it. His book, called A Colossal Failure of Common Sense, names those guys. He accuses Lehman's CEO Richard Fold of ignoring financial warnings.
There were a lot of people up there on that 31st floor and that were part of the executive committee that just looked the other way and were, you know, saying yes to all of Mr. Fold's growth ambitions. And not just Mr. Fold, but, you know, he had a team of people that really were really pressing on the gas pedal.
When you say increasing leverage, I mean, you're talking about multiplying your investment by borrowing. What kinds of investments are you talking about were made in that last period?
You know, a property in commercial real estate, residential real estate, oil, gold, stocks, bonds, you know, big, massive buildings in Europe, the largest commercial properties in Europe that we owned. And it was just a balance sheet that exploded in 2007 to 2008.
So what kind of a person is Richard Fold?
You know, one thing I've learned as I peeled back the onion and doing the research on the book, you know, Lehman wasn't just ruled with an iron fist. I mean, these guys, Fold and his crew, they wore brass knuckles. They spent a lot of their own time on kind of crazy things that really didn't have much to do with the business. Art collections, a lot of different, you know, they're new members of the Billionaires Club.
Did you ever spend much time with them?
In all the years at Lehman Brothers, and I spoke to over 150, 160 people in construction of this book, you know, the best and brightest talent Lehman had, never met the man. He was really, you know, the man in the ivory tower that just ruled from afar. He was like this mysterious figure that no one ever saw. I mean, I'm talking about high-level risk committee members, never met the guy.
Now, we should state the obvious here. You weren't able to interview Richard Fold for this book.
Yes. You know, I would say that Mr. Fold and a lot of his, you know, team was very, very, you know, impossible to reach when I was an employee. And I think that, you know, they're very, very lawyered up and it's just impossible to speak with.
So with that caveat that this is not his story, it is your version of the story, but you did interview a lot of people. You lay out the story of a meeting after the financial crisis has exploded, as it becomes apparent that Lehman Brothers may be in some sort of trouble, and Richard Fold goes to meet with the man who was then the Treasury Secretary of the United States, Henry Paulson. What did Fold say happened in that meeting afterward? What did Fold apparently believe happened, and what do you believe happened?
Well, this is the spring of 2008. This is a very important moment in financial history, and you know, I think Mr. Fold came out of the meeting and was trying to put the Lehman troops at ease. I mean, he sent an email to Tom Russo that's public, and it said something along the lines that we have huge brand with Treasury. And
huge brand, meaning they hear Lehman Brothers, the government thinks, oh, everything's okay here.
Yeah, huge brand is a phrase that means that they have a lot of respect for Lehman Brothers. And I think the meeting went the complete opposite. This was a very tense meeting. There was conversation that was very, very, very tense. Mr. Fold said something along the lines to the Treasury Secretary. He said, you know, I've been in my seat a lot longer than you were at yours at Goldman Sachs. Don't tell me how to do things. I'll do things at my speed. And I think right there and then, Lehman's fate might have been sealed.
Wait a minute. You're saying he tried to lecture the Treasury Secretary, Hank Paulson, and then Paulson became less willing to try to save Lehman when it got in even deeper trouble?
Yeah, I think, you know, Hank Paulson, I think at the end of the day, back in the spring, wanted Lehman to sell itself. They wanted Lehman to deleverage. And I think that he was very, very annoyed that Lehman had access to what was called a new term, the primary dealer credit facility. Investment banks in the history of the United States have never had access to this facility. And in essence, it's, you know, you're having somewhat access to the taxpayer dollars. And Lehman wasn't delevering quick enough. They weren't trying to sell the bank in the fashion and at the speed that Secretary Paulson would like.
And you have that description from people who were with direct knowledge of this meeting.
Yes, I spoke to many people that were at the Treasury that weekend. And, you know, when there's a will, there's a way. You know, this bank could have been saved.
Well, should the U.S. government have bailed out Lehman and kept in place this CEO that you consider to be out of touch or incompetent?
No. I think that they should have replaced the management team, replaced this Mr. Fold. They could have forced another bank, a Wells Fargo type, to absorb Lehman Brothers and create a period of control unwind instead of this nasty, horrific selling of assets at Lehman Brothers.
One other thing, Mr. McDonald, you said that you felt that Lehman Brothers' failure was a case of 24,992 people who were working hard and doing the right thing and about 8 who were not. I think some people are going to question that because there's been plenty written about Wall Street culture in general and how the culture on Wall Street are a broader cultural problem, a broader sense of hubris, a broader sense of failure led to this crisis.
Well, I can tell you, I've spent thousands and thousands of hours, researching this, talking to people. What I've really discovered is that Lehman had so many beautiful profit engines in the firm, so many hardworking people. And at the end of the day, the bottom line is a very few people, a few different types of risk assets took the firm down.
But didn't Fold himself rise out of the culture of Lehman Brothers? He was a longtime member of the firm.
He was, but over time, what happened was that, in 2006, 2007, he and some of his mates became members of the Billionaires Club. The 31st floor at Lehman Brothers was really represented more of a Sotheby's art collection facility. This is a $750 billion balance sheet, and you have a responsibility to surround yourself with the best and brightest. And the people that were up on the 31st floor resembled, just not the type of people that you would find surrounding the top hedge fund managers in our country.
Lawrence G. McDonald, former vice president of Lehman Brothers, wrote, "A Colossal Failure of Common Sense." Thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
And you can find an excerpt of McDonald's book at NPR.org. By the way, we tried to reach former Lehman chief Richard Fold through two of his lawyers, but have yet to receive a response. Mr. Fold is facing lawsuits over Lehman's failure.